This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There was a funeral procession in Baghdad today to honor Iran's top military commander, Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. drone strike at Baghdad's airport. Thousands turned out. Many carried flags of Iran-backed militias. Some chanted death to America. President Donald Trump says he ordered the surprise military action in Iraq because he has a solemn duty to protect Americans. Soleimani headed the Quds Force and was regarded here in Washington as the master planner of attacks against Americans. Mr. Trump said when he died, Soleimani was planning further imminent and sinister attacks.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is closed, and President Trump is warning Iran that it must end efforts to destabilize the Middle East, though he denied he was looking for regime change. Here in the United States and globally, there are serious concerns over what Tehran's threats of retaliation could mean. A cyber attack is seen as one strong possibility. Then there are worries over a U.S. war with Iran. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
It's a seismic event.
Former Pentagon official Derek Chollet has the same fear as former Vice President Joe Biden.
Have they thought it through?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer notes Iran has pledged a harsh response.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war.
But GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Qasem Soleimani deserved to die.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members.
And whom Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox and Friends was planning imminent attacks on Americans. And President Trump made the right call to go after him.
A serious decision, which was necessary.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Pentagon says it is sending another 3,500 U.S. troops to the Middle East. A former British ambassador to Iraq, Sir William Patey, says it is ironic that President Trump, who is withdrawing troops from the Middle East, has now gotten himself into a position where he is sending in reinforcements.
I think 750 of them are going to straight to Baghdad to reinforce the American embassy there. I mean, 3,000 across the Middle East doesn't do a huge amount. It does help to improve security.
Iran has told the United Nations Security Council it reserves the right to defend itself under international law. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging maximum restraint in the Middle East.
In a short statement, Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the escalation and warned that the world cannot afford another war in the Gulf. Outside the UN Security Council, where members were holding a closed-door meeting Friday morning on the situation in Syria, diplomats echoed his call. French Ambassador Nicolas de Riviere.
This is what we need now. We need de-escalation. We need stability in the region, and we will really encourage everybody to work for further de-escalation.
China's envoy Zhang Jun told reporters that Beijing is paying close attention to the situation. Russia's foreign ministry condemned Washington's targeted killing of the Iranian general, saying it would escalate regional tensions. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Bushfires still burn dangerously out of control on Australia's east coast, helped along by soaring temperatures and strong winds. Authorities have said conditions could turn out to be worse than New Year's Eve, when flames scorched massive bushland areas and forced thousands of residents and vacationers to seek refuge and rescue on beaches. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the nationwide death toll is rising and stands at 23. He has called up about 3,000 military reservists as the wildfires approach the suburbs of Sydney. Penn State University professor Michael Mann is in Australia to study links between global warming and extreme weather. He says what is happening in Australia should be taken as a dire warning.
At a time when we need to be ramping down our carbon emissions dramatically to avert catastrophic warming, this government seems to be putting its foot on the pedal and accelerating its commitment to the mining and burning of fossil fuels.
There are still many questions without answers in yesterday's knife attack in a park outside Paris. One victim was killed, two others wounded. French police shot and killed the assailant. No word on a possible motive. And the worst flooding in 6 years in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, has killed more than 40 people this week and focused attention on the urgent need to improve flood controls before the planned relocation of the capital. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.